Kid tested, celebrity approved.
Hey, this is Meatloaf.
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hello, this is Lady Gaga.
What up? This is Kesha.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Hot Girl and That Guy show starts now.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you. It is the Hot Girl and That Guy show. I'm Chad.
I'm Kimberly.
I like it.
So, who's the lady in the beginning?
Let me tell you the story about the lady in the beginning. It's weird talking over all this music, because we usually just sit there and play air drums and air guitar.
Air guitar the whole thing.
Yeah. But anyway, there's this website. It's called Fiverr.com. Fiverr.com.
Right.
And for $5, you can get things done, like,
yes,
you know, advertising, whatever. And so I found a voice I liked on there, and I paid $5 and had her do our...
So she's a real person?
That's a real person. It's a chick from, she's like Bulgarian or something.
Oh, that's so hot.
Yeah, so she's got the hot girl and that guy. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, she sounds really cool. I was hoping that she wasn't computer generated.
No, like, she's she's legit. She's real. She sent me like multiple takes of it. And
really?
Yeah, and that was the one I dug. And then I found this thing. I spent a little bit of money for it, but it's 1,000 different celebrities introducing themselves.
Oh, I was like, wow, is that going to be our guests?
Yeah.
It's all the Justin people Bieber one talking. Was when he was Justin Baby Bieber.
Yeah,
though.
Justin Baby Bieber. That was pre-pubescent.
Way early.
Bieber.
And
Kesha
awesome.
And her haunted vagina and
right. Oh, I forgot about her haunted vagina.
And the singing guru Meatloaf.
That is funny.
So yeah, I pulled I was gonna throw a couple in there, just like nods to people on the show. Like I was gonna put, I've got one that's Geddy Lee from the band Rush, just for my boy Kevin, because he's a huge Rush fan. And I was actually going to put your boy, the Harry Potter, on there. I've got one of him, too.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I think I need that, and I need Mike Rowe.
I don't have Mike Rowe, but...
I know, but he's got to be somewhere.
Oh, it would be easy, because I'm listening to this. I'm like, I paid money for this, because all they did was just fucking cut out from interviews.
That's exactly. I thought you built that, and I'm like, oh, man, that must have taken a long time.
I mean, I cut it together, but it's like finding the ones I wanted and getting the volumes all together and stuff like that. And that was a little bit nerve-wracking. It probably took me about an hour to throw together that minute long intro.
So what's going on with our website? What do you got? Music stuff playing, and what's up
somewhere out in the ether? There is a new internet radio station. It's the name sucks, but the reason the name exists is because I found an actual 4-digit domain name, which are few and far between nowadays, because now you have to do like, I'm lucky we got hotgirlthatguy.com.
Right.
Because it's hard to find anything that somebody, I mean, shit, let's go back to episode 1, Chad and Kim. No.
Right, Chad, Kim, and...
And Brian.
Bob.
And Brian.
Right, that we could have gotten. We just got to add a Brian.
Yeah, you always got to have Brian there. And, but anyway, so it's called 3 Muse Radio, MUS, 3 Muse.
So we're on that now?
Yeah, well, the website right now is just kind of a placeholder. You go there and it just has the logo and it says 3muse.com.
But can people still go to hotgirlthatguy.com?
Yes.
And Yes. Get our normal stuff.
Yeah.
They can download our podcast from there as well.
From
right?
there, still on Stitcher, still on iTunes. Nothing changes there.
But this other place plays music.
The other place plays music, and then our show goes on every night at 8 o'clock. You can hear the week's new episode, and then I'm going to set it up so, like, on the weekends I'll pick a time, and we'll do, like, two episodes.
And so then the music, is it something you picked, or this is with the website?
No, it's right now it's all music I picked, and right now the biggest hurdle I'm going through is I signed a contract with this company. It's called iPluggers, which I really don't want to plug them yet because they really haven't delivered yet. So I'm kind of pissy. Oh, okay.
We're unplugging iPluggers.
Yes, but it's kind of a reverse licensing site where usually if you play a band's music, you have to pay them money. Mm-hmm. This is a service where they charge the bands to list their music, and then anything listed on that site I can play for free because the bands are signed up with this knowing that their music's going to be played on internet radio stations. So
this could be new bands, new music,
okay, or it could be established, because I was looking at their stuff. They've got like the whole catalog of Snoop Dogg on there, you know, and it's, but I'm going to keep it more of the, like, rock alternative. Right now, it's kind of a mismatched of what I've got up there. It's kind of like a lot of 90s bands, because I like 90s rock.
Mm-hmm.
Late Green Day and Candlebox and stuff like that's on there. And it's nothing too rowdy and stuff. Well, there's some Anthrax on there, because it's my station and I can play what
no
I want.
Debbie Gibson? Or
no
Tiffany?
Debbie Gibson, no Tiffany, no NKOTB. That's New Kids on the Block.
Paula Abdul.
No, Paula Abdul.
Oh, it's a bummer.
Oh,
obviously the Hot Girls music is not on this website.
Not yet, but we'll get it on there. We'll find out. We'll figure out what she likes and we'll throw it on there.
No, thanks.
Funny
movie soundtracks.
Yeah, movie show tunes.
Show tunes. Oklahoma.
I could do Wizard of Oz. I still remember that one, and I still remember the bit I did from Singing in the Rain, but that's about it.
Our show finally opened this weekend. Yay!
Are you glad it's open? Because now it means it's the countdown for it to be over.
You know, everybody is so nice. The cast is really great. The play is okay. The play is getting better, but it's a long show.
Really?
Yeah, and we've ran that show now 8 times in a row. For the last 8 days, we've ran that show. So after today, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I need a break from the show.
And did you open finally?
Yeah, we opened yesterday.
Yesterday. Great.
Yeah, and it went great. Nice big house. And then today we had the old people were there today. So they sort of talk to you when you're on stage.
Of course.
You know, what, Henry? What did he say?
What did he say?
He said...
Hey, last time we were on, we talked about Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
And I text you right after because I watched a movie that you've actually seen now. And I would like to just briefly talk about it because what a mind fuck that movie was. Birdman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Oh,
excellent.
My God.
Did that win the Academy?
It did.
It did. Okay. Yeah. It deserved it.
I think it won Best Picture, and I think it got Best Director, too.
It's also a single camera shot.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable.
One camera shot through the whole thing, which was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it all took place in a theater.
Yes, I figured you. When I was watching, I was like, oh my God, this is so you. And you had seen it, so that's great.
I loved it. I own it.
You do?
I do own it, yep. Yep. You know, movie friends, they're like, oh, they gave us this. You want it? Yes, I want it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, it was so good.
Written so good, and he was so fabulous.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Keaton, I would watch that dude read a phone book, but, you know.
And what's the other guy? Norton.
Oh, yeah, Edward Norton.
Edward Norton, he was so good. He was such a dick.
Oh, yeah. But I'm sure that you've worked with actors like that before.
all the time.
The ones that just
except this cast, this current
that
cast.
Just go there and you can't find where one ends and the other begins.
No, and those people are a little scary, to be honest.
Oh yeah, and what blew me away about that is I watched the credits. I'm not a big credit watcher.
Mm-mm.
but because I was like, you know, that person looks familiar. It was a pretty ensemble cast. There were a lot of stars in that movie, and so good because you can't pick them out. And I think that's what really makes a good movie, when you lose the actors and just have characters there. Like Emma Stone. I mean, she was fabulous in it. But the one that blew me away is his, I guess, agent.
Oh, yeah. What was who?
That's Zach Galifianakis.
Yes, it was. Yep.
I mean, he lost weight, obviously, but God, it's like literally until the credits, I had no clue that was him. I was well, it kind of looks like Galifianakis, but he's fat and does funny shows.
I was a little like thrown with all the supernatural stuff he was doing. I guess all that was in his head.
Yeah.
I was a little confused with that, but the single shot, like, if you know, when he's sitting in front of his mirror and the shot goes from one end of his face to the other end of his face without being seen in the fucking mirror.
Yes.
I'm like, how did he do that? Yep. It was a single shot. How?
Hollywood magic.
So clever. I'm so glad you liked it. That was one of my favorites.
And the ending was amazing.
Yeah. My dad saw Tomorrowland.
Oh, really?
He loved it.
I bet he went and saw it in 3D.
He did. He loved it, and he said that George Clooney, he said it like this. He goes, "Your boyfriend was so good." I'm like, "My boyfriend?
He's a married man."
I know. I didn't know who he was talking about. And he goes, "George Clooney." Oh, yeah, that one, that boyfriend. Yes, Dad. Oh, I'm so glad. I'll tell him that you thought he was really good. Dad loved it. So I don't know. Is your son interested in Tomorrowland or?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if he would be down with that, maybe. But I pick him up Friday night. So that means Saturday we are going to be going to see Jurassic World.
Does it open?
Yeah, it opens Friday.
Ah, okay. Yep. I'll try to see it Saturday day if I can.
I'm all in on that one.
Although, like you said, there will be no practical dinosaurs in there.
It'll all be
freaking CGI. But
yeah, and something, you know, going along that line too, I'm so excited to see Star Wars, because they did a lot of practical stuff for it.
Yay! It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like that. The little ball robot. I was like, CGI. And then it, what was it? Not Comic-Con, because that hasn't happened yet. But the Star Wars weekend. When they they brought out the cast and they showed the trailer for the people at Disney, I guess. That robot rolled out on stage. So it's obviously very practical. It's a functioning robot, which is amazing.
Yay. Chad, let's make movies and let's do them that way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I'm all in.
Let's do it. Okay, that's our goal next year, is to write a movie and it to be like that.
What a Star Wars movie? 2016.
No, but
just all practical effects.
Absolutely practical effects. Let's show everybody how it used to be. The good old days.
The good old days.
I actually, this year I volunteered to help the theater here in Camarillo. I have a meeting with them tomorrow, yay, about taking care of props and being their prop master and their dresser. So they need people to help make props and
I want to move out there, because that's what I used to do in the movies.
I know, you'd be so good at it. So I might be calling you going, what do I do?
Yeah.
We need a singing refrigerator. How do we do that?
Call Pee Wee Herman.
I know, right? Oh, he had a chair. Was it a singing
Yeah, he had singing everything.
I know.
Cherry. Cherry the chair.
So this week my play opened, and there's a lot of time that I'm backstage, mm-hmm. and I was on Facebook for hours and hours, all 8 days.
It's amazing how much time that eats up.
It really is. And all you do is you scroll and you scroll. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because I couldn't read in the dressing room because we have a speaker that the show is playing on. So it's too hard to read a book. So Facebook is easy, but I felt like an idiot for being on it so much. And you were off for 2 weeks.
Yep.
I didn't see you on there for 2 weeks.
I shut it down for 2 weeks, deleted it off my phone.
Yeah. How come?
I needed a break. I needed a break. And it's been working on the whole Three Muse Radio thing, and I just needed to disconnect from the outside world, basically. And
how do you feel?
And it was great. It's amazing how productive you can be when you're not trolling other people and seeing what they're doing in their lives.
That's a really good idea.
Fucking just get out there and live your life, and you don't have to take pictures of your food every time you eat and shit like that. But it was very very liberating. I'd be all for shutting down for longer, but I've got a fucking podcast I gotta promote.
I know. So I was gonna tell you that next week I'm going to,
it's all fly under
the radar. It's all you for, our all little right. fun memes, putting them up on our Facebook page. So. But I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to shut it down and not get on.
Yeah. And Adam the Woo just did that.
Did he?
He's still posting his videos on YouTube, but he shut off Facebook and Twitter, mm-hmm. and he's doing mm-hmm. it for a month.
Yep.
So
what was his reasons? Do you know?
Just that he goes that he was talking about the hours a day that he spends with glued to social media.
I think it sucks out your soul.
I don't know about that, but it definitely I've felt more creative.
Good.
And
okay.
just more in tune with everything. Tuesday, now this is funny because this is those fucking people, always on fucking Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everything. On Tuesday, I went to, I thought I was done with this, but now they're starting up again. My son had a choir concert at school.
Mm-hmm.
Third, fourth, and fifth grade students singing Disney songs. So you would have dug that.
Aw, yeah.
And I think his class did, they did the Mickey Mouse medley, and they did the old school Mickey Mouse Club theme and mashed up with
M-I-C, see you real soon. That one?
Yeah.
K-E-Y-Y, because but we, that's is the, it like you or love you?
Because we like you.
Like you.
Because then it's creepy if they're like, because we love you. But
well, when you do it that way, yeah. Sure.
But well, it wasn't that part because that's the end. But it was the "Who's the leader of the club?" That's me. You know that.
That's right.
And then they mashed it up with the new Mickey Mouse's
Mickey
Playhouse.
Mouse
or
love Mickey Mouse. Do the kids nowadays even know the old tune?
They did for that.
That's pretty great.
But and then they did the Bare Necessities.
So was your son like, oh, these kids, they don't know what they're missing from the old Mickey Mouse.
Right. In the old days.
Old days. When I was 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. So,
well, it's the cool thing is that you're a cool dad and you're,
I try to be. Jesus.
With all the Star Wars and all,
Yeah.
good for you.
Yeah, the comic books.
So anyway, like I'm that, sorry. So yeah. I got sidetracked. No, so it was what did just, this have to do with social media?
But I'm sitting there, and everybody around me has got their phone in front of their faces, and they're videotaping it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just like people with phones holding their phone up, videotaping it with their phone. No, there's people with fucking iPads holding them up in front of their face. It's like, hey, put your fucking tablet down. And look, the resolution is so much better if you just drop it down, you know?
I know, right? There,
it's like you're there if you just fucking put your tablet away. And then when I saw him yesterday, he's like, did you take videos of my concert? And I said, nope. Did you take pictures? And I was like, nope. You know why? Because I was there and I saw it and I heard it. And I don't. And if I videotaped it, I'd never watch it again. You know?
You can show him, though. Like, when he grows up, you can show him, oh, my God, look at this funny video of you singing.
Oh, no, because his mom videotaped it, and because oh, she's good. One of those.
As long as one parent did, it's okay.
You know, yeah, she's you one gotta, of those.
I mean, you and I, at least I don't, there is nothing of me as a kid on video. Nothing.
Oh, I've got,
so
I've got a VHS tape.
Yeah.
Of old movies, like Super 8 movies of me as a kid.
Yeah.
And there's no sound to those.
Right, so right, right.
At one point, I guess I was in high school, I dubbed music over it. And it's like the 80s hair metal soundtrack. Oh,
that's awesome. Good for you.
And I was watching it. The music just kills me. But no, it's like when I was like 5, we went to Hawaii, and it's you know,
yeah, that. We have
every shot of me is like walking down a sidewalk, and then I turn around and wave at the camera, you know. It's like, because you could just hear it. Everybody's like, okay, wave,
turn around, Chad,
turn around, wave.
Chad, no, Jesus. Don't pick your nose. Wait,
I want my dad on here for this because he was the biggest culprit.
I have video, though, of me as a teenager lip syncing to Madonna. And I dressed up like her.
Oh, my God.
And everything. So we have some video of that. But amazing. Nothing of me as a little kid. So I'm glad your wife got it. I can see why they're doing it. But
yeah.
A big old friggin' iPad, your iPhone will do just fine.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to get off next week. I'm not going to be on after tonight because tonight's the Tonys. I might want to tweet about it. But after that, I'm looking at not.
Hey, and by the way.
What?
Last year, you said you were going to be winning an award at the Tonys this year.
I did, and I didn't.
Fuck. What the fuck?
I know.
And now you want to make a movie.
It's hard to get
which
there.
Goal do you want?
Oh, by the way, guess who I got to hug last night?
Uh-oh. Hmm?
The writer of Iron Man.
Oh, that's right. Awesome.
I got to meet him face to face last night. Really sweet guy, very
and
shy.
You said, I do a radio show with this guy that would just like drink your bathwater.
Right? I know. Hey, somebody else who's also gotten off of social media is your favorite person, Jaden Smith.
Oh, thank Christ.
I mean, it's been a while, but I've been saving this. I fell right into that. I want to read you some of these tweets.
Oh, they were priceless.
I think you like them. He's no longer on Twitter, I guess. I didn't even know he was on Twitter, but
please tell me you got the one about the trees.
Yes. First, did you know that you would have to eat 5 apples today to get the same nutritional value as an apple from 1950?
Is that Jaden's wisdom?
Yeah, I guess he's...
He knows everything.
I guess we've changed the way we've made apples.
Yes.
If a store never runs out of a certain book, does that mean that nobody reads it or everybody reads it?
Huh?
Is that like if a tree falls in the woods...
Yeah.
Does anybody hear it? If a cupcake falls from a tree, how far away will it be from down? Cupcakes. Cupcakes growing on trees now. I mean, maybe at his dad's house, because money grows on his trees too.
This kid is certifiable.
If everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society. Then why the fuck did we go to school? We would be so much smarter
and happier, because that was his big thing too.
You know what? To be honest, that might be right, because I don't remember anything I learned in school. I swear to God, I learned it all in life. So maybe he's right. Okay, you can discover everything you need to know about everything by looking at your hands. Well, so Chad, look at your hands.
Okay. Oh my God, I just learned everything.
Everything, right?
Everything.
Right? Now you may put your right hand back on your penis. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? Our eyes aren't real?
No, they lie to us.
Okay. Did you know that most trees are blue? So, did you know
that? I fucking love him.
He does need to go to school because he doesn't know his colors yet.
Fucking love this kid.
He doesn't even know his primary colors yet, okay? All the rules in the world, all of them, were made by someone no smarter than you. So make your own.
That's right.
I think the Smith family is going to have a handful with this kid. Just stare in a mirror and cry and you'll be good. the more time you spend awake, the more time you spend asleep. Yikes. If newborn babies could speak, they would be the most intelligent beings on earth. Well, no shit. If a baby just fell out of my vagina and was like, "Hey, mom, what's up?" Like, oh shit, an alien. It's your birthday, Mateo said. I didn't respond. Are you not excited to be 15? He asked. Reading my book, I uttered, I turned 15 years ago. He's an old soul, I guess. There is no nutrition in our food anymore, or in our soil, or in our water.
No.
There is no nutrition in any.
There's no water if you live in California.
No shit, right? When you party, I'm on the treadmill. When you sleep, I'm on the treadmill. When I tweet, I am on the treadmill. I'm on the treadmill. Tweet and treadmill don't go very. Sorry. I've also had a glass of wine. When I tweet, I'm on the treadmill. Remember this. So he like works out a lot.
All the time.
People think a relationship makes you whole. That is two 50s coming together to make 100 when it should be 100s making 200s. So that's actually quite sweet. He's saying you should be whole all by yourself.
Yep.
You don't need someone else to make you whole. No. And you should find someone who's already whole. So when these two wholes come together, then they become 200. That was actually very, very good. And this is his last one. You think you get it. You don't. You don't. You don't.
No.
So goodbye, Jaden Smith.
Good.
No more tweeting for you. And see, this, everybody, is what nonstop social media will do to your brain. This is your brain on social media.
Yeah, this is.
And you crack the egg.
Yeah.
In the frying pan.
Yeah. This is.
This is your brain on social media.
This is what the 1% of the 1% sound like.
I know.
Fuck, so man.
True. His family's so freaking rich.
I know. It's like, it's okay, honey. You don't have to be smart. You're rich. Get out there and philosophize all you want.
He's taken care of for the rest of his life. So.
Well, you want to talk about dropping some science. Let me tell you this.
All right.
I'll explain it in a minute. Yesterday was my daughter's 21st birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday, pumpkin!
That's right. And
aren't you supposed to take her to Vegas or something?
This winter.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. She wants to go to the winter.
Well, I might meet you guys there.
That would be cool. Fun. That would be awesome. She would absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So, I gave her money. It's so lame. But I gave her this really cool picture frame that, it's a metal square, and then it has writing on the metal square, and then it has just a clip that's like riveted to it, so you can change out what picture you put on there.
Okay.
But, and I just clipped some money to it. But the picture frame said, this wine is making me awesome.
That's what we all think. Oh my God, I love it. You know, I have to play drunk in the play.
Yeah.
And
you've been practicing?
I wish. It sucks because you have to remember your lines at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But so last week I had a day off from theater,
mm-hmm.
and I had an entire bottle of champagne,
mm-hmm.
like you do, and I had to call and make reservations for a play, and I'm a 4-star member, and this is what came out of my mouth when I called. I am a superstar, and I would like to make a reservation. And then I stopped talking and went, I'm a four star, and I had to like really say my words. Thank God it just happened to have been a friend of mine who was working at the box office, and she's the one that picked up the message, you know, off the machine. But yes, apparently I'm a superstar.
I'm a rock star.
Oh my God.
And I want tickets now.
Right?
Bitch.
So, apparently I can't drink before my so-called stupid drunk scene, which I wish they would have cut that whole act, because it's ridiculous. I hate having to play drunk. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Nobody can do it very well. No. It's dumb. Even in my play that I wrote, the girls get drunk, and it's dumb.
So let me share with you this science I dropped on my daughter yesterday.
Okay.
This is what I wrote in her card. And it's probably the most poetic, like, inspirational, irony, whatever. You know, it's like, there's so many ways to interpret this. But
okay.
That's why I wanted it in there.
Okay.
I put in there, when you were a kid, you couldn't wait to grow up, be an adult, do whatever you wanted. Today, you're 21, all grown up, an adult, and able to do what you want. Now what?
Ooh. And she's like, Dad, it's a really hard question.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, you know, because it's like, and that's fucking emo Chad coming through, but
right,
you know, it's like, she's just like, oh, I'm gonna be 21, I'm gonna be 21, and I'm like, well, you're 21 now, what? Nothing.
Nothing. Seriously, I didn't know shit when I was 21. You know,
yeah.
I wish we were told to go to college when we were in our 30s. Because I think college in your 20s is a waste. Because you haven't lived life yet. Who knows what you want to be? Oh, I might want to be a marine biologist. You know what? No, I hate the water. Damn it.
Yeah.
I wish
what
I
What are you going to be when you grow up?
Yeah. I still am trying to figure that out. So enjoy your 20s. Travel Europe. Don't take life so seriously. And then, you know... Then in your 30s, buckle down.
Yeah. And so, you know? Yeah, I've seen my daughter drink before, but I've never drank with her.
Uh-huh.
And so we went out to dinner.
You guys have Uber?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're few and far between, but we had like 20-something people go out for dinner. Which was a whole interesting dynamic. And I've told the story about adopting her before, but her biological dad was there, which was really fucking awkward. But,
right.
But you know, it is what it is. It's like, you know, hey, you know, you tapped out and and I stepped up, and now you came back when you don't have to pay any money anymore. So that's
no
good,
shit, right?
Good for you.
I didn't know that she wasn't your biological daughter. Good for you, Chad.
Yeah. I thought we've talked about that on here before.
No, I always thought she was your daughter, but we might have. I just don't remember. Yeah.
13 years.
I suck like
she's,
that.
She's officially been mine for 13 years.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Lucky her, right?
Yeah, lucky for her. Lucky for me. Mm-hmm. Of all the choices I've made in my life, that's probably the best choice I ever made was adopting
her. Aww. And she's grown up to be a good kid. So.
She has.
Or
she
a young really woman has. Now. A
young woman. And, but now we,
Nothing like her adopted dad.
Yeah. Everybody started buying her shots, of course. And it's like, you know, I think the first shot she did was tequila.
Oh boy.
And she was good. She's like a champ. And from what I hear, aftermath today, she didn't throw up. Good girl.
Yay. Good job.
She made it through.
Yeah, but. Was the room spinning?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I heard that she was like drooling on herself, yelling at people that she wanted chips all night. I want chips.
Drinking does make you hungry,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
When you crave In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah. It's like drugs. It's like smoking weed without the guilt. And the paranoia.
Right.
But yeah, it was funny because like first shot she got was tequila, and then everybody's bringing her like girly drinks, like little foo-foo shots. You know, the ones that
she
all
was
taste.
She was fixing her drinks though, huh?
Yeah, wow. they were bringing drinks.
Wow.
And she was slamming them down. She was like a champ, and everybody, you know, did their damage to her. You know, and everybody's bringing her like, here's raspberry vodka, here's, you know, something sweet and gooey, and, you know, and it's like this. Oh. And then here comes dad. Here, do a shot of Jameson with me. And awesome. For the record, that was her favorite shot of the night.
You know, those sugary ones is what gets you the hangover the next day. Oh, they're the ones that make you sick. So, yeah, good for you,
and Jameson just burns and tells you, you know, you're fucking 21 now. Enjoy the burn.
Enjoy the burn. Aw, that's excellent. Because
Jameson burns. After
and her boyfriend or fiance was there, right?
Yep, he was there. He's got another couple weeks till he's 21, so he just had to stand there and watch her.
Oh, my God. They're so young.
I know.
I don't even remember my 21st birthday. I don't know where I was.
My 21st birthday, I went out to dinner with my mom.
Aww.
And my sister, my stepdad, and the only thing I drank, I had a Heineken. That was it. That was my big drinking adventure on my 21st birthday.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But then again, I was in the Navy at that point, and back in the day, back in old days, in the olden days, you used to be able to drink on base. So I was 2 years into being a binge drinker, so drinking in public really didn't faze me when I turned 21. It's because I'd been doing it since I was 19, but...
Right.
So you could drink beer and wine on base, and so I did a lot.
Good for you.
But, and that was back in the good old days when we had Zima.
Oh, Zima! I think my first boyfriend got me tipsy on, those wine coolers. Who were the guys that made
Barless
the wine
and James?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for your support.
The first time I remember wine coolers.
Yeah. Wine coolers.
Broke my virginity.
I bet.
Yeah, it's pretty
sad. Show us on the doll where he touched you.
On black and red silk sheets. Yeah.
Show us on the doll where he touched you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, can we talk about some current event shit? Because I've been dying to talk about this on the show since I heard it.
Right.
Fucking Duggars.
I know.
And
they had to have the bedrooms separated in the houses because of...
I know, because old boy was going in feeling up his sisters.
Oh, at the age of 15?
Yes.
I don't know. The ages have been changing, so I'm not even sure if it's 15.
Yeah, but that is appalling as the story is.
Yeah.
What the dad said is what I was like, oh, I can't wait to do the fucking show because I want to talk about this.
What did he say?
His quote was this, because he's dismissing the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's downplaying it. And he's not saying it didn't happen, but what he did say was this.
I'm not saying it wasn't aliens.
Exactly. But it was aliens. He touched them over their clothes while they were sleeping, so they didn't even know it happened. It's not like it was rape or anything.
Huh.
So my question for you.
He told his parents right away.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so your question.
My question for you and the listeners and the public as a whole. And uh-oh. Bill Cosby, you better listen to this because here's your defense.
Our whole five listeners. I think we have five now.
So what kind of 5-second rule bullshit is that? Is that the 5-second rule of fucking sexual assault? You know?
I don't.
You can fill somebody up if they're sleeping for 5 seconds, but then you got to stop.
Okay, I didn't grow up with brothers, so I don't know. I mean, boys are pretty horny, like, all their lives, right?
Yeah, but it's like, well, I mean, granted, I was, 15 years older than my sister.
Is this normal? But you know what? All the movies that you see, isn't it always the little brother that accidentally opens the window and his sister's changing?
Always, yeah.
So I'm not saying this is, you know, the right thing to do, but is this kind of normal or no? I don't know.
I could probably give a kid a pass on feeling up his sister while she's sleeping.
Uh-huh.
But for the dad to come out and it's like, well, it's not like you raped her. Well, you know what? Yeah. Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, should have totally kept that out and just said, yeah, my son did some things.
Yeah, he did some things and he was young and he was stupid, but it's stupid not excusable.
How did it come out anyway? How did it leak? Who told who?
I would love to know.
Yeah, like I'm sure this was a family secret that they sort of buried. Who the fuck told?
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Oh. Okay, now let's talk about rape, right?
Yeah.
Or molestation, really.
Yeah. And the convicted child molester that she starts dating. And then they didn't blink an eye to pull that show.
Nope.
And then this one, they're like, okay, we'll pull it.
It's because are they a Christian family or a Mormon family?
Yeah. They don't come out and say they're Mormon. They've got 30,000 kids. They're fucking Mormons.
31,000 kids and counting.
Yeah. I mean, they're fucking Mormons. You can call it what you want. In some way, shape, or form, they're Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
Because even Catholics don't go that far.
Well, and you know what? They must have obviously didn't think it was a big deal because then they did end up going on television. And, you know, you go on reality television, all your skeletons are going to come tumbling out of that closet.
That's right. And just keep your mouth shut before another bone falls out of your mouth. You know?
I'm sorry.
No pun intended.
Wow. How old is he now? I don't even know how old that is.
But it made me sick to see his response to it, dad's response. And his wife's just kind of sitting there, like,
Well, because I had a stepdad in my teenage years. And I remember one time, I didn't think he was home, and I ran naked from a shower, from the bathroom door to my bedroom door, which was right across the hallway, and he caught me. And the next day, my mom was like, okay, look, you can't be doing that.
No mo.
And so I was happy that he said something to her.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't our little secret kind of a thing, you know? But I didn't grow up with guys. So, I mean.
Yeah. So
I have no idea.
It was never a, you know, well, if you want to run around naked, just make sure your mom's not home.
I know, right? No, it was never one of those.
Because it could have, it had potential to be so much creepier, but you know.
It did. No, he told my mom, and my mom nipped it in the bud, and I never did that again, except now. Oh, I have to tell you a creepy story. Oh my God. I live here.
Yeah.
Right? And my neighbors across from me have the same, you've been in my apartment.
Yeah.
My neighbors have the same apartment I do.
Uh huh.
And they're directly across from me. Not the cops, but the other ones. So I guess this Hispanic guy at 10 o'clock at night wearing a white suit and a, is it called a fedora?
Mm-hmm.
At 10:30, knocked on their door. And the guy gets up and he's goes to the front door and he sees this guy hide on the stairs. If you remember my stairs and then my patio my door. So the guy hid on the stairs and my neighbor friend goes, "Hey, I see you. What do you want?" And this guy goes, "Oh, well, I was just, walking around and I heard some noises in the bushes and I wanted to know if you had a flashlight I could borrow." And the guy's like, "No, dude, I don't have a flashlight for you." "Oh, okay." And then he left. And then, of course, he called the cops and he told the cops, he's like, "Look, the only reason why I'm telling you this is because the lady next door, me, you know, we think about her safety and our safety and we don't know who this guy is. But we got some creeper going around, like checking out houses.
Saying, let me holler at you, player."
In a white fedora.
In a white shirt. That's a pimp right there.
It is.
comes out in a full on white pimp suit. Let me holler at you, player.
I am ready to kick anybody's ass. I'll be a fighter for sure. There's no way. I'm not one of those wimpy women by any means, but still, it's kind of creepy to know. So last night, while I was changing, because I have this mountain behind me, right?
Yeah.
And if you're standing on the path below, you can't see into my bedroom at all. But I'm thinking, what if this creepy guy is climbing that mountain and he's got binoculars and he's looking in my room? So I closed the windows for the first time at like midnight to change my clothes.
And was he,
stupid?
No, but was his name Mr. Wednesday?
Mr. Wednesday? What does that mean?
Oh, you've got to read American Gods by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, I got to read. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because there's a character in there that wears...
a white fedora?
Well, not really the fedora, but the white suit.
Yeah.
Or it's a pale suit. They call it a pale suit. And
bizarre.
He's the, the kind of the creepy guy that just shows up all the time. Nice. I mean, it's a great, great opening to a book. It's a guy that gets released early from prison. He gets on a plane to fly home. And... his flight gets diverted because of weather, so they put him on another flight, and he gets to that flight and he missed it, and so they run him to another gate, and he's like, three different gates, finally gets on the plane, and when he walks through first class, there's a guy there that looks at him and taps his watch like like that, and he's like, "Oh, sorry, I held up your life," and then he finally gets to his seat, and they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, this is this woman's seat. It's your lucky day. We'll bump you up to first class." He ends up next to the guy that was tapping his watch.
Oh, that sucks.
And when he sits down, the guy turns to him. And he's like, "I thought you were gonna miss the plane." And he says his name, and it's like,
yeah. Wow, that'd be cool. I'll have to read it.
Yeah, it's I'll and Neil Gaiman, yeah. British, says schedule.
Schedule,
but writes American so well.
Cool.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's like kind of a buddy road trip thing, but it's really, there's a lot of supernatural in it. Not like Sam and Dean.
Oh,
but...
not like Sam and Dean's supernatural.
Oh,
what?
Another character popped up from. Supernatural on the Arrow finale this year.
Oh, really? Who?
Death.
Oh, I love him.
And it was a big tease, but allegedly he's going to be playing the bad guy in season 4.
Death is the best character in Supernatural. As much as I love the boys and Castiel, Death is a pretty bitchin' character. What a great actor.
Oh, he is.
Oh my God.
There's a show called Hell on Wheels. It's about the building of the Transcontinental Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays in like the first, I think,
like the mortician
season. No, in the first season, he plays like the head of security for this camp where they're building the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And his name's the Swede, but he's not Swedish. But they call him the Swede.
Do you think how come Arrow's getting all these supernatural people? Are they? It's not written, or it's not a Kripke show, right?
No, but it's they're both CW. I don't.
Oh,
know
they are just... C. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. The Arrow is CW. So... That's why. Good for them.
Yeah. So there's a.
That's so bitchin'. That's worth watching Arrow right there.
Yeah, for Death.
Death is. Oh my God, I love him so much. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. And but no, he was on Hell on Wheels as the Swede, and then he went away for like a season, and he came back, and he's this like lunatic now, and he's like, because he went into hiding and he came back and he like went into this Mormon camp, and
that'll do it to you.
And
he went into the Duggard camp.
Yeah. And he killed like the leader of the camp and became their new leader. And and has like a fake name, and then like he runs into the main character of the show, and it's like, I fucking know who you are. And he's like, no, I'm not him. And it's like, yeah, you are, because you have a very distinct look.
He does. You can't mistake the guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But he's got so like a full beard on Hell on Wheels.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great actor though. Fucking great actor.
I haven't seen him in anything else, so I'm really happy to hear that he works a lot, because he deserves it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Congratulations. So. Speaking of that, I'm going to watch the Tonys.
You should go watch the Tonys.
Which I think it might have started.
Oh, no.
I know. Is there anything else you'd like to cover before I leave you?
No, I think that's good.
Yay! Good. I missed you last week, so.
Missed you, too.
Welcome back to social media, just as I'm going to get off of it.
Yeah, now you can take off.
I'm going to go get off.
Social media. next week we'll talk about just using air quotes to make things more interesting than they really are.
Awesome. I just air quoted.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I just air quoted.
Yeah.
And
because
also,
our show is awesome. Air awesome. Quotes.
Bunny ears. Yeah. And also next week I've had three incidences with some very, I don't want to say creepy guys. They're not creepy. They're just, okay, they're creepy. But I wanted to share those encounters, so we'll do that next week as well.
Sounds like a plan.
I know, and none of them are followers or fans of the show. That's just a bummer. I know. They know nothing of this show, which is where I thought they would come from.
You thought all the creepy people would come out. And...
I did.
But they didn't. They let you down.
I know. Thanks, creepy people. Nobody from jail or from prison ever writes me, you know, or sends me pictures of their hairy balls. Nobody.
Nobody does that anymore.
I know. All right, honey. I'll see you later.
All right. Until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Good night. Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/HotGirlThatGuy.